This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and this is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London. Good afternoon to you, Kelvin.
Good afternoon over here from Asia, and good morning to you, Johnny.
Yes, it's a holiday day today, Kelvin, but I'm happy to be working with you. There's a public holiday here in the UK, and it's Memorial Day in the United States. They are working in Europe and, of course, where you are as well. Tell me what's been happening in the markets in Asia Pacific.
Sure. So maybe let us start with the performance of the major Asia stock indices first. So what we could see over here is a rather a sea of positive or green among the major Asia stock indices. We have the Nikkei 225 is closed today up 0.7%. And what's interesting over here is the China benchmark indices and as well as the Hong Kong Hang Seng stock indices all managed to inch significantly higher in the later part of today's Asia session. Initially, at the start, they opened with a rather weak footing, but rather interestingly, towards the closing part of today's session, the Hang Seng Index is actually up 1.17%, and its higher beta Hang Seng Tech Index that comprises more of the China-related technology stocks is up 1.7%, and the China CSI 300 benchmark index is up by close to 1%. So what is the main catalyst that is driving this significant bullish reversal? I would say intraday bullish reversal today for the mainland China stock indices and its proxy Hang Seng indices is due to the fact that we do have a very interesting indirect stimulus plan that is ignited by the China top policymakers. So today they actually officially kind of make a news announcement, say that they created a big fund tree. So this big fund tree is actually part of this China National Integrated Circuit Industrial Investment. So the big fund tree is the third phase. So it was kickstarted around close to about a decade ago. So today they actually officially announced the amount of this phase, which they name it as big fund tree, to actually pour in national resources, that means national funding, to jumpstart the higher end China semiconductor industry. That means you don't forget in the last 1 and 2 years, in fact right now as we are speaking, there's this still ongoing China-US high-tech rivalry under the surface. So to actually counter US putting away that indirect blockage of preventing China getting technology know-how to actually jumpstart their semiconductor industry, the top policymaker is actually now pouring funds to counter this US indirect tariffs or indirect way of getting China, but for getting the higher end know-how or even chips imports. So all in all, right, they actually pour in 344 billion yuan. So that's equivalent to 447.7 US dollar billion. So among so far, this third phase is the highest amount in quantum in terms of funding. So that actually create this positive feedback loop into the China stock market. And which also indirectly also causing a positive impact on the European stock market as well as we are speaking at this juncture. So if you look at the European stock market, like the France CAC 40 is actually up 0.10%. The German index is actually up. The German DAX up close to, I think, 0.10% as well.
Now, as I said, it's a short week here in the UK and in the US with the public holiday today, but a fairly busy one, especially to the end of the week on Friday. Plenty of data, both in Europe, the United States, and where you are.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at the economic calendar, all the actions will be coming in towards the end of the week, which is Friday. So let's have a quick look at the economic calendar on Friday. What's important? Because on Friday, we do have a slew of inflation data that is coming in across the globe. Let's starting off from Asia. We do have the leading Tokyo CPI data that's up for May. So the Tokyo area CPI data for Japan is definitely for the month of May. It tends to release much 2 weeks earlier than the nationwide Japan CPI data. So something to keep a look out for, especially the Tokyo CPI, ex-food and energy CPI metrics. So that is actually the core inflation rate in Japan, where Bank of Japan use this particular set of data to monitor inflationary trend. So what's interesting, in the last 3 or 4 months, we start to see a deceleration in Japan in this core inflation trend. So in this time around for the Tokyo core CPI data, or call it the inflationary trend data, market is expecting a tick to 1.6% year-on-year from 1.4% year-on-year printed in April. So something to look out for. So if the Tokyo core CPI data came in within expectation or better than expectation, that could actually slow down the ongoing yen depreciation against the dollar. So moving on to Asia as well, over in China, we do have another set of economic data to be looking out for. This is more like a leading economic data, which is the PMI data. So this time around, market is also expecting a continuation in a slight recovery in the manufacturing PMI for the month of May. So previously in April, it shows a slight recovery to 50.4. So this time around, market is expecting a slight uptick to 50.5. And very similar to the services PMI, we call it the non-manufacturing PMI for May, markets are expecting to do an expansionary reading of 51.5, slightly above 51.2 that was recorded in April. That's for Asia. But going on for the Eurozone, we do have the flash Eurozone PMI data that is out for Friday as well. Okay, so this flash PMI data is for the month of May. It's very important. Why? Because this will be the set of key economic data released in Eurozone right before the next ECB monetary policy that will be due in June. So during the next ECB monetary policy in 6th of June, is pretty much well penciled in. There's actually a high chance of ECB enacting its first interest rate cut after its ongoing interest rate hike policy that since the start of this year, it's been on hold. So market is actually pretty much being guided by a slew of ECB officials that saying that they're pretty much confident that the inflationary trend in Eurozone has starts to decelerate at a faster pace as compared to the US. So what's important over here is prior to the 6th of June ECB meeting, that market is now as a high of expectation of the ECB cutting its benchmark interest rate. For sure, the preliminary inflation rate that is out on this Friday will be a key data point to watch. So market is actually expecting a slight, almost unchanged, I would say. So if you look at the last trend of this, the core inflation rate, Eurozone, has been slowly decelerating since last year July high of 5.5%. So the previous month of April is at 2.7%. So market is still expecting for the month of May, the preliminary data that's out this Friday, to be remains the same rate at 2.7%. But for sure, if you start to see a surprise uptick to around 2.8% to 2.9%, that could come in as a big surprise, and that could potentially temper off that interest rate cut expectation from ECB that is well penciled in for next Thursday. Then another key set of economic data to look up for on Friday will be the all-important US data, one of the much more preferred inflation metrics that the Fed officials monitor, will be the PCE core inflation data that is also out on Friday itself. So for the core PCE data this time around, due to the fact that in the last couple of weeks, we do see a slew of less US federal officials speech, or they call it the Fed speak. So that actually kind of tempered off expectation of a further deceleration in the core PCE price data for the month of April that is out on this Friday. So what market is expecting, almost unchanged from the previous month at 2.8%. So right now, given the fact that market is kind of being guided by the US Federal Reserve less dovish stance, so if this time round the PCE price index came in softer than expected, let's say it's coming at around 2.6 to 2.5% year on year, that could actually more or less start to surprise the market, and that could actually see the ongoing continuation of this positive momentum that is still intact in the major US stock indices. Still recall on last Friday, the major US stock indices managed to stage a recovery led by the AI heavy NASDAQ 100. So if the core PCE price index did surprise on the softer side of the story, let's say going much more lower than 2.8% year on year that's being penciled in by the current expectation, that could support the potential ongoing bullish momentum in the major US stock indices. And perhaps we start to see an increase in the odds of a interest rate cut in the US economy. At this point in time, market is still looking at only one interest rate cut before 2024 ends. So if the core PC number came in softer than expected, that odds of another interest rate cut before 2024 ends, that means we're talking about two interest rate cuts, that could actually increase in probability according to the CME FedWatch too.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. We will speak again this time next week.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.